This is Poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Jill Alexander Essbaum. Essbaum was born in Bay City, Texas in 1971. She grew up caring about words, and she was influenced by poetry at an early age. After graduating from high school, she attended the University of Houston, where she majored in creative writing. She then received an MA from the University of Texas, and later, a Master of Arts in Religion from Episcopal Theological Seminary of the Southwest. Essbaum's interest in creativity and religion infuses much of her work. In fact, sex and divinity feature prominently in her writing. Her books include Heaven, O Forbidden, Harlot, Necropolis, and her novel, Hausfrau, which was a New York Times bestseller, and it has since been translated into 26 languages. Essbaum has won the Bakeless Prize, and she holds the rare honor of winning two fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts. She is a faculty member at the MFA program at the University of California, Riverside, and she lives in Austin, Texas. Today's poem is Bad Friday. One of the many things I've long admired about Essbaum's work is her ability to weave the sacred and the profane together. There is a strong sense of dark humor in her poetry, and I appreciate how she writes about the totality of the human experience. In Bad Friday, Essbaum considers that moment when Mary Magdalene, a woman who is remembered as a prostitute, even though she probably was not, goes to the tomb of Jesus Christ and discovers it empty. She witnessed the crucifixion, and surely she would not have called that terrible day Good Friday, as we do today. To watch Jesus die would have been devastating, brutal, and awful. Imagine her surprise then, on Easter Sunday, when she approached the tomb to find that Christ wasn't there. What does this mean? She must have asked. Where is he? One can imagine that Mary Magdalene might have uttered a swear word in surprise. And of course, sometimes swear words convey our shock the best. Just consider the popular abbreviation, WTF. This is one of those poems where swearing conveys honest human emotion. I've changed the language of this poem a little bit, with Essbaum's approval, so that it can be broadcast on the air. In other words, what you will hear is FCC-friendly. If you'd like to read the original version, please visit the Poetry from Studio 47 website. Essbaum has allowed us to reprint it there in full. This, then, is Bad Friday by Jill Alexander Essbaum. The light went dim and then demented, and that was the queasy last of it. When they finagled his body down from its hanging tree, they gave it to me and said, "Take, grieve." I sent the others home, and I arrayed him in his tomb like a shop girl dressing up a window. What a display! I anointed his brow with balsam and ointment. I held him tightly, close as a confidence, and yet it is no secret. No one knows what happens when the black hole of death collapses upon a person's acres. I clothed him in a sheath of gauze, pale as paper. I draped his eyes with widow's mites. I canted the prayers of an Israelite wife. I set my features, I combed his beard, and then I disappeared into the slow, sore torture that is mourning. And mourning is, by Christ, the very word for it, because it dawns on you. A cold stretch of day, yawning open, the inevitable sunrise of solitude. Truly this I tell you. More dire than the orgy of the golden calf is the story of the God who breaks in half. That was a couple of days ago, and now an unblunted light numbs the white horizon, and a redolence of meadow hue fills a garden air with evergreen. There are flowers all around me. How long have I been sleeping? His stone is gone. This room is empty. I am alone. Where he went, I cannot guess. And his absence feels worse than his death did, if that makes any sense. It is just after 6 in the goddamn morning. I am but a wasteland of worry. Did someone come and steal him from the grave? All that remains are the linens that I left him in, aromatic, sheer, and ghostly. An angel says he is not here. Where the hell is he?
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.